This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The breath of Yahuwah moves across the face of the earth, a stirring among the scattered seed of Israel. For generations, the covenant people have been carried on the winds of exile, fulfilling the ancient warnings of Deuteronomy, a people broken and dispersed. But the age of lament is yielding to the dawn of gathering. The hand of Yahuwah is upon us, initiating the great regathering promised since the days of Jacob. It is a restoration not of stone and mortar alone, but of heart, of mind, of covenant. We see it in the unrest, in the shifting allegiances, in the growing hunger for roots, for a connection to the ancient promises. Jerusalem bears the weight of nations, a city steeped in both the glory of covenant and the pain of betrayal. The shaking you witness is not merely political upheaval, it is a spiritual wrestling match. Yahuwah is dismantling the false idols erected within his holy city, preparing the ground for a new foundation. Remember the Valley of Dry Bones, the vision given to Yeshekel, a desolate landscape representing the house of Israel, scattered and lifeless. Yahuwah commanded the prophet to speak, to breathe life into those bones. This was not a poetic flourish, but a foreshadowing of this very hour. The breath of Yahuwah is upon his people, awakening a longing for connection, for a return to the covenant. The stones themselves cry out, as it is written in Zechariah, a testament to a history both sacred and scarred. The scattering was undeniably a judgment, a consequence of disobedience, but even in exile, Yahuwah preserved a remnant. He planted seeds in foreign soil, nurturing a hidden flame of covenant identity. He knew this scattering would not be the end, but a necessary pruning, a preparation for a greater blossoming. Now, those seeds are beginning to sprout. We are witnessing the emergence of a people rediscovering their heritage, their calling, their place within the unfolding story of redemption. But understand, this is not merely a return to a geographical location. It is a restoration of the heart, of the mind, of the community. It is the reestablishment of the bonds that were broken, the rebuilding of the spiritual infrastructure that has been neglected for too long. This is the work of generations, a slow and deliberate process of reclaiming what was lost. And while we watch this awakening among Israel, let us not forget the fate of those who have opposed Yahuwah's plan. The crimson stain deepens. Edom, the ancient adversary, continues its descent. The prophecies of Obadiah, Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, they are not dusty relics of the past, but living pronouncements echoing in the present. The exposure of their corruption, the unraveling of their systems, it is a testament to the justice of Yahuwah, a fulfillment of the ancient decrees. The judgment upon Edom is not a cause for celebration, but a solemn reminder of the consequences of opposing the Most High. Consider the alignment we see taking shape in the east. The dragon and the bear, ancient powers stirring, a dangerous confluence of ambition and resentment. This echoes the prophecies of Yeshekel 38, a foreshadowing of the nations that will gather against Israel in the last days. The opening of the Eastern Gate, the increased activity along those ancient trade routes, these are not isolated incidents, but signs of a world teetering on the brink. The watchman observes and reports. This is not a time for complacency. This is a time for discernment. The counterfeit is rising, attempting to mimic the true restoration to co-opt the promises for its own nefarious purposes. Beware the manufactured stage props, the attempts to force a timeline to dictate the terms of Yahuwah's plan. The Red Heifer program, the Third Temple preparations, the Sanhedrin priesthood training, these are distractions. Edomite system misdirection designed to mislead and deceive. Do not be fooled. The true restoration is organic, it is spirit-led, it is rooted in the ancient covenants. It is a work of Yahuwah alone, and it will unfold in his time according to his purpose. The stones are awakening, the seeds are sprouting, the breath of Yahuwah is upon his people. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.